Bible verses about salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Who hath saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, before the world began. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. Psalm 62, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 13, verse 47. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die, But God commandeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Psalm 62, verse 7. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John chapter 10, verse 9. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 2. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 2. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord, Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalm 34, verse 22. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, verse 12. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Job chapter 19, verse 25. I have blotted out, as a thick cloud, thy transgressions, and as a cloud, thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Psalm 3, verse 8. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Psalm 62, verse 2. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John chapter 3, verse 36. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Micah chapter 7, verse 7. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Psalm 68, verse 19. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for thy name's sake. Psalm 79, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34, verse 6. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9.